Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 110. We're going to be reading it twice, first from the King James Version and then from the New International Version. And this is a psalm of David. So join with me as we read Psalm 110 from the KJV. The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest for ever, after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. And now we read again, but this time from the New International Version. The Lord says to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. The Lord will extend your mighty scepter from Zion, saying, Rule in the midst of your enemies. Your troops will be willing on your day of battle. Arrayed in holy splendour, your young men will come to you like dew from the morning's womb. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He will crush kings on the day of his wrath. He will judge the nations, heaping up the dead and crushing the rulers of the whole earth. He will drink from a brook along the way, and so he will lift his head high. This is Psalm 110, and it is a psalm of David, and it is considered to be a very prophetic psalm and a psalm about Jesus. Jesus himself quotes this psalm in Psalm 22. In Matthew chapter 22, not Psalm 22. Let me read Matthew 22 from 41. It says, While the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, What do you think about the Messiah? Whose son is he? The son of David, they replied. He said to them, How is it then that David, speaking by the Spirit, calls him Lord? For he says, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet. If then David calls him Lord, how can he be his son? And so we have David calling someone Lord. And this is considered to be a psalm about the Messiah, a psalm about the son of David. And why would you call your son Lord? Well, we know the story that many years later, Jesus was born through Mary, and that he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, though he is a descendant of David, and yet he existed before David. And so the Lord will extend your mighty scepter, David continues in the psalm, saying, Rule in the midst of your enemies. Jesus didn't come into a world that readily accepted him. In fact, we were once enemies of God. But no more. Because Jesus has got rid of the divide between us and God, so that we can come and be willing in the day of battle, that we can choose to follow Jesus. Arrayed in holy splendor, your young men will come to you like dew from the morning's womb. And so people are gathered towards Jesus. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. The character of Melchizedek appears back in, we read about him in Genesis, and we also read about him in Hebrews, where Jesus is described as being a priest like Melchizedek. And Melchizedek is someone who sort of just appears. He's not a person who follows the law of Moses, because this is before Moses. And in Hebrews chapter 7, where we read about Melchizedek again, this is New Testament, it says, without father or mother, without genealogy, without beginning of days or end of life, resembling the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. And so we get these echoes of who Jesus is coming from Melchizedek, coming through this sign, through this psalm. And then the psalm ends quite aggressively. The Lord is at your right hand. He will crush kings on the day of his wrath. He will judge the nations, heaping up the dead and crushing the rulers of the whole earth. Well, we remember that one day Jesus is coming back, and that he comes to judge. But judgment isn't something we need to be afraid of. You might remember from previous psalms that God's judgment tears down what is evil, the evil kings and the bad rulers, and he restores what is good. And what is good? Well, it's the kingdom of God. And then we get this final phrase about drinking of the brook in the way. And I've got a footnote in my Bible that says that we don't know what this phrase means. And sometimes we don't know what things mean when we read them in the Bible. But that doesn't mean we stop trying to understand them. Well, what does this psalm say? Though it is short, it tells us so much. It tells us who Jesus is. It tells us what he did and what he will do. This psalm was written years before Jesus' birth, and we're still reading it years and years after his death and resurrection. So let's keep remembering, let's keep reading, and let's keep praising Jesus, our Lord. This has been Daily Psalm Reading. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you, and goodbye.